Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven, everyone? Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Ever faithful, ever sure. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Lord Jesus, we're here at your feet, waiting to receive from you. Let today be a day to be much remembered. Amen. And let your name be glorified. Amen. Grant each one today an encounter of a lifetime. Let no one return without a touch. Amen. Let the touch upon each one lead to a turnaround. Amen. A great spiritual change of level. Amen. Changing our levels of spiritual authority. Amen. All to the glory and praise of your name. Open the heart of everyone this morning, Jesus, to receive your word with life and engage with it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. Unveiling the breakthrough power of love. It's our teaching series for our Sunday services this month. And the anchor scripture here is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Eyes have not seen nor ears heard. Doesn't enter the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Love is a spiritual virtue that puts the believer in command of supernatural breakthroughs. And when the love of God is at work in us, great things begin to happen on their own accord. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are living according to his purpose. All things. When I sent you on my mission, without purse or scripts or shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Luke 22 verse 35, nothing, all things working together for good to those who love God. When one is truly grafted into the vine, it begins to manifest the virtues of exploits without struggles. Romans 11, 17, when you are grafted into the vine, you become a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive. You are just a natural partaker. You are not struggling. It's flowing through you and causing things to happen in our lives. But a vital proof of our love for God is in our commitment to serving Him and the interests of His kingdom. It's one way to prove the sincerity of our love. Do you love me? Yeah. Go after my lamb. You sure you love me? Go after my sheep. Are you very sure? Then prove it. Serve my interest. John 21, verse 15 to 17. Even though we all have this breakthrough virtue in us, most of us are not cared to steer or engage with this treasure. So we keep struggling the way the world struggles. Moses had a rod in his hand, but in that rod lies the deliverance of Israel. He never knew. Moses, what has there in their hand? He said, a rod. Come on now, more than a rod, Moses. Put it down, let's see. He became a serpent. Moses fled from it. He said, now stand, hold it by the tail. He became a rod back. He said, that's the authority you are having. Most of us carry this life-transforming, life-elevating, life-fulfilling virtue in us without knowing what we carry. Our love for God is what makes you an ever-winning saint. Ever-winning saint. Because love never fails. Love never fails. Love never fails. Our love for God will keep changing our story from glory to glory forever. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Charity never faileth. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. I mean, they will stop at a point. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. But love takes you from here to eternity. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. It's our access to the failure-proof realm of life. So the days of failures and strugglings are over in your life. Amen. Just keep demonstrating your sincere love for God. Your sincere love for God. And then love in our context simply implies placing God above all else, including yourself. Above all else, including yourself. God first. Lifestyle. Luke chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. You want to come after me as a disciple? You have to place me above your father, your mother, your children, your wife, your brethren, your sisters, and your own life. Otherwise, you can't follow me successfully. You can't follow me for too long. You have enough reason to back out. It's a kingdom priority lifestyle. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. We have this very interesting picture with the widow of Zarephath. Elijah said to him, I know you're about to eat your last meal and die. Or make mommy first and watch what happens. And she did. And she began to enjoy abundance in the midst of famine for 3.5 years. First, you put God first. Things turn. Things turn in your life like a dream of the night. You are not struggling with it. You just find it turning. What then is in love that engenders supernatural breakthroughs? What's the content of love that makes it command supernatural breakthroughs? One, love enhances access to revelation. John 15:15, I call you no more friends, no more servants, but friends. Because servants do not know what their masters do, but I've called you friends because all I've heard of my Father I've made known unto you. And every revolution is a function of revelation. Arise, shine, your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is upon thee. Darkness shall cover the earth and grows under the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee. The glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 61:3 and verse 8 said, who are these that fly? So crawlers and strugglers have now become flyers as the cloud. Although you are forsaken, no one passed through you, but I will make you an eternal excellency. Dramatic change of story. Verse 15. Now, a little one by this light shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. So love provides access to revelation that steers a revolution in our endeavors. That steers a revolution in our engagements. Thank you, Jesus. What is in love? And we saw that Paul, the lover of Christ, had unusual insight. Now he's a generational star. Every day, Paul said, Paul has gone to heaven longest time, but Paul is still speaking to the world today like Jesus would do. Praise God. Amen. That's it. It's everlasting breakthroughs. Number two, love empowers our faith for maximal delivery. Maximal delivery. Because faith works by love. Now listen, people, please, listen. People are just running after things, and things are getting farther from them, but they don't know the rule of the game. You run after God, and good things will keep running after you. That's the order. Keep running after me, and goodness and mercy will keep running after you. Praise God. Stop running after what you can't catch. It will take some level of foolishness for a man to be trying to catch a bird that is flying. Riches have wings. My God. Endless chase. The ball will not be shitting on your head. Endless chase. But you chase after God. Goodness, mercy, chasing after you all the days of your life until you stop chasing after God. Come on now. You can ask me in a minute. Keep chasing after God. Things will keep chasing after you. Is the other. The young lion suffer want to and hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Every good thing follows them.
Yes, sir.
For seeking the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 10. It looks an ordinary statement, but you endless chase. Endless chase. You see how much we chase after money in this church? You know. And yet we don't lack money. Why? Chasing after God puts you in command of things. It puts you in command of things. If there were video when our church started, you notice that there has never been pressure on offering in this church. Never. Never once. Now it's time to give. Everybody stand to your feet now. Bring your pocket out. Now, if I stop at that point, we can as well close. Go and do what you please with it. Chasing after God makes good things to keep chasing after you. Until one understands that there's an endless chase after things. Endless chase after things. Something's breaking forth in someone's life. If that's you, let me hear your loudest amen. Faith will work only to the level of our love for God. Also, we discover love facilitates answers to prayers. You are in love, you have the ears of God. You find Abraham the friend of God. Lord, would you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And God will answer him on the spot. When you are in love, you are his confidant. He bears his mind to you. Can I do this kind of thing and not tell Abraham? And then Abraham prayed and God was answering directly. That's the kind of God we serve. Love also enhances access to wisdom from above. We saw David the lover, a man with a heart for God. And David behaved himself wisely. 1 Samuel 18:14 and 20 and 30. David behaved himself very wisely. Amen. You saw Paul the Apostle, a mad lover of Christ. Peter said, according to the wisdom given to our brother Paul, the more of his love we have, the more of his wisdom we assess. 2 Peter 3:15. Very quickly, today is our covenant day of business breakthroughs. One of the things the Lord taught me very early, very, very early, you want to find the way forward, locate someone who has been there. Try to locate his steps, and you want to be there, then follow the steps. I'll show you something this morning very briefly, and it will bless you. Let's look at keys to assessing the Abrahamic order of generational breakthrough in business. Not breakthrough that stops when you end, breakthrough that continues after you. Generational breakthrough in business. Not just temporal that happens today and you can't see it again. Generational breakthrough in business. That was what Abraham represented. Generational breakthrough in business. What does it take to be there? Remember, we are redeemed to command the Abrahamic order of blessings, or to enjoy Abrahamic order of blessings, which of course includes business breakthroughs, among others. And in thy seed, God covenanted with Abraham by an oath, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 22:18. That makes every seed of Abraham a global citizen. Global. Potentials for global impact is in the seed of Abraham. Every seed of Abraham carries the seed of global impact within him. Galatians 3:29. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we got grafted into it by that verdict. Praise God. And Christ went to the cross so as to bring us into the blessings of Abraham, to avoid the curses of mediocrity, stagnations and frustrations. Christ has redeemed us from the cross of the law by being made a cross for us, for his risen crosses, for everyone that get upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham, which includes the blessings of global relevance, global impact on all his seed, may come to us who are Gentiles and might obtain the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:13-14. But we are required to do the works of Abraham if we must step into his realm of generational breakthrough in our businesses and careers. Jeremiah 51 numbers, I mean, Isaiah 51, 1 to 3. Hearken unto me, all ye that love righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, to Sarah that bear thee. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort, shall change the story of the redeemed. Zion means the redeemed, the church of Christ. The Lord shall change the story of the redeemed after the order of Abraham. It would comfort all our waste places. It will make our wilderness like Eden. And our garden like the garden of the Lord. Our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness alone shall be found in her. Therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. God wants to change our story after the order of the story of Abraham, who had no identity until 75. And when God called them, everything changed. By chapter 14, he already had an army. He had become an empire. Come on now. God wants to change your story too. No one with the right key to a door ever struggles to gain access. So expect to return with the keys to supernatural, generational order of breakthrough from this service. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? When you are born again, you have access to the keys of the kingdom. And these keys of the kingdom are released by revelation. Amen. Unto you, a new birth is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, which actually is the key, the keys of the kingdom that puts you in command of issues of life in areas where you have the key. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Luke 11:52, he said, woe unto you lawyers, because you've taken away the key of knowledge. Amen. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. The key of knowledge. That's the word we're looking for. The key of knowledge. You shall know the truth about any subject matter, and the truth you know and engage with will set you free. It's not just knowing it. Why are you calling me Lord, Lord, without doing what I tell you to do? The truth you know and engage with will set you free, no matter the forces of hell trying to hold you down. Now, quickly, what about Abraham? Some of the Abraham's vital steps are as follows. Abraham was a friend of God. Come on now. A friend of God means a lover of God. Abraham was a lover of God. James 2:23, he was called the friend of God. Isaiah 41 verse 6, Abraham, my friend. Abraham was a lover of God, not a lover of name and fame and bigness. A lover of God, not a lover of things. A lover of God, not a lover of pleasures. A lover of God. Praise God. Every true lover of this God ends up a high flyer. Every true lover of this God ends up a high flyer. I spent time on biographies. I got that insight very early in my life, my Christian life. I love biographies. I love to see the stories of men and what they have made out of their walk with God. Abraham was a lover of God. Number two, he was a man of faith. He was not operating by what obtains in the environment. He operates according to that which is spoken. Whatever God said to him was final. Abraham was a man of strong faith. He won't say what they say in town. So he doesn't suffer what they suffer in town. He was a man of strong faith. Amen. And not being weak in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. giving glory to God. Praise God. Abraham was a man of faith. He was not down because people were entirely down. He was holding on to the word that is spoken all the way through. He was a man of faith. Abraham was a man of faith. They call it the faith of Abraham, Romans chapter 4, verse 10 to 18, and then 19 to 21. My friend, without your faith in place, you cannot step into the Abraham realm of blessing. You can't step into it. So build your faith instead of collecting prayers all over town. Build your faith instead of hiring professional prophets and dictating all kinds of stuff to you. Build your faith. He was a man of strong faith. Build strength to your faith. Otherwise, you can't stand the storms. Why are you so afraid? You have little faith. Little faith will always cow before the storms. But strong faith will stand tall. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Somebody's story is changing right now. That's step number two. If you must walk into Abraham's order of blessings. Now, number three, he was a servant of God. The seed of Abraham, my servant. He remembered his promise to his servant. Psalm 105, verse 42. He was a servant of God. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham, his servant. He was a servant of God. And if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Satan said, "Doth Job serve you for naught?" Serving God made Job the greatest businessman of his days. My God. I've always referred to John D. Rockefeller, man. The first American billionaire in history was a genuine servant of God. He was a church warden. He was appointed church warden 3 times. He wasn't a sit down tight and then wear coat and wear bag and settle down and everybody's greeting you. No. Every true servant of God ends up a star in the engagement. Every true, because he promotes us through our service. Have the authority over 10 cities for serving me productively. Now, over 1 nation, then over 2 nations, then over 10 nations. Thank you, Jesus. Tell no more, to think clearly. So it's not about collecting prayer about the Papa, even pray for me. It doesn't matter. 10 Papas can pray for you. Papa can pray for you. Archbishop Benson can come back to the earth to pray for you. Kenneth Egan can descend. Because of you, it won't change your story. We serve a covenant-keeping God, sir. You don't do your part, forget it. Every businessman that will take a place in serving God has a future. Has a future. Now that you are in your service unit and they are like worshiping you, what kind of human being are you? You vote for what? Praise God. Myself and my drivers are in the same team. Yes, sir. Yes. We're on a mission for Jesus. They couldn't recognize Jesus without giving him a kiss. He was same with them. Yes. Come on now. It's only church people that goes to church with his tithe. All your Muslim colleagues at work, they go to pray 5 times a day from your office, my friend. They occupy the same office with you. The bad news is I can't serve God for you. I can't serve God for you. I go to work, they pay me. You don't go to work, they don't pay you. So it's just each one taking his time to make his choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That clears it. Too big to serve God, too small to matter to God. Number four or five, Abraham was a man of integrity. I will not take a latchet of shoe from you, lest you say you make Abraham rich. Genesis 14 and verse 21. I will not take a thing from you. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the presents and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I've lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I make Abraham rich. Integrity. No games, no trying to play out your business partner and all that stuff. Clean integrity. Because the integrity of the upright shall preserve them. Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright shall preserve them. Shall guide them. But the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. The Lord said, when the wife of Job said to him, dost thou hold unto thy integrity? He was a man of integrity in business, yet he became the greatest of all men in the East. Are you still holding to your integrity? Are you still holding to your integrity? Those are the steps. Abraham was a liberal soul. We saw that in how he parted from Lot. Look, take any part of this place you want. I'll take the remaining. And Lord said, I take all these plain places with grasses. You take the desert. He willingly gave it to him. How do I know? When he was captured, Abraham armed his trained soldiers to go and rescue him. He didn't say, he serves you well. A liberal soul. Chapter 18 of, that's chapter 13 of Genesis, and beginning from verse 5 to verse 12, that's when Lot took the best of the land and gave the worst of it, left the worst of it for Abraham. And chapter 14, he was captured because he went to stay with sinners. And then Abraham went and rescued him. Chapter 18, he saw two men or three men going on their own. He ran after them. It was a very liberal soul. Brought them in, made food for them. The young wife was running up and down. You know, young wife? Sarah. Cooking for people you don't know. It was a liberal soul. You know, the liberal soul shall be made fat. And neither water shall himself be water what? Unto. Can I tell you that portion of our culture is a blessing? Just get outside here to some part of the world, you're on your own. Even your father, your mother don't matter anything to you, you're on your own. And so they are shrinking every day. Everything is tough, everything is tense. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth also shall be watered unto. You hold back beyond what it is. You go to penury. So they are struggling. To give a neighbor food is a problem. No. Some of them die in their houses and nobody knows. Because nobody comes in there. He has no problem. That he can't share anything with anybody. But in our culture, you settle in somebody's house, you eat. He doesn't need notice. And you say, are you not serving lunch? You have the liberties and you eat. Not also every place, because there are some places here where you can't enter to. God have mercy. There are some places where you can't enter. Praise God. It's not what you have that determines how people flow into you. It's your heart. It's your heart. You can have a mansion and nobody's coming there. Eh? You'll be the only one living up and down. Abraham was a liberal soul. He was committed to those that would need some help at one time or another as they come across his way. Abraham, a liberal soul. Somebody's business just opening up right now because it's going beyond just now to your generations after you. We also saw that Abraham was a man given to sacrifice. It's very clear because by the time he told us, his young men, stay here and the Lord will go up and worship and come back to you. They are already used to it, so they were not apprehensive. It was his lifestyle. Genesis 22 and verse 5 to 8 or to 9. And Isaac said, look, sir, we normally carry a ram or a goat along. Now here is the wood, here is the fire. Where is the sacrifice? It is a culture. Abraham was used to it. Praise God. An altar of sacrifice was part of the secrets of Abraham's generational breakthrough exploit. Altar of sacrifice, as may be prompted by the Holy Ghost from time to time. Altar of sacrifice. Altar of sacrifice. Now, the big one which you need to hear, and I try to put that at the last, before we close, the big one. Abraham was a corporate tither. Abraham was what?
A corporate tither.
Genesis chapter 14 and verse 19 to 20. He met Melchizedek, king of Salem, and gave him the tithe of all from the war fought by 318 foot soldiers. He paid the tithe. And the word referred to it in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1 to 7. Abraham paid tithe. Praise God. And he referred to that episode. It was corporate tithe. The church must wake up to that truth. The church doesn't need it. You need it to sustain God's hand on your life and endeavors. Praise God. Our small organization is a tithing organization. So we are refreshed supernaturally, not by games or gimmicks, refreshed supernaturally, flourishing at all times. Palm trees don't know dry seasons. That was where the financial fortune of this commission opened up. From Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1 to 7. It came like fire. We plugged into it, and things can't stop changing until we stop doing it. Things can't stop changing. You may start from 10 naira profit. 1 naira there belongs to God, which will make the remainder meaningful. The remainder will be wasted if you don't do that. You see a ministry doing all kinds of things around the world without any traceable tension, without ever asking for overdraft, without pressurized offering and services, without anybody ever asking anybody else in the world, have you given today? Has anybody ever asked you, did you pay tithe? No. It's not the tithe you pay that blesses the church. It's the tithe of the church that opens it up to its blessings. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Somebody's story changing. In the precious name of Jesus, the days of struggling to make things happen, they are over in your life and ministry. A 1,000 businesses may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, it will never happen in your own case. May everyone receive grace today to put this case to work so we can remain in command of supernatural breakthrough in our various endeavors in life. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Job the liberal soul was Job the greatest of all businessmen. He was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. He would go all the length to rescue the helpless. And he became Job the greatest. The greatest businessmen and career folks are rising from here. As we plug into this Abrahamic order of generational breakthrough in business, your business will not end when your time is over. It will still be impacting the world after you are gone. For blessed is a man that feareth the Lord, that greatly delights himself in his commandments. His seed also shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. And that's you. Yeah. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Amen. Very quickly this morning, as a follow-up of what happened at the Encounter Night 2023, please listen. If you don't know why you need something, it will affect your crave for it. We are in the end times. It will take the help of the Spirit for anyone to make it through to the end. Why do we need the spirit of faith, for instance? The end times storms will require more than just faith, but the shield of faith to bring it under control. The storms rose on the sea. They were afraid. Master, we perish. Oh, ye of little faith, what's happening to you? Little faith can't stand the storms of this end time. But with the shield of faith, you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil on the sea, on the land, in the air. Everybody needs the spirit of faith to make it through to the end. Because faith is number one subject of attack of the enemy. Why? It is your weapon of victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So if you can get, lay hold on your faith, he has defeated you. Jesus said to Peter, I pray for you that thy faith faileth not. So what do we need? Earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's talking about this spirit of faith. And Paul said, we have in the same spirit of faith. We believe, therefore we have spoken. So we need the spirit of faith to weather the end time storms, or we get drowned in it. No one shall be drowned. Jude verse 3. That's why we must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, which is the spirit of faith, which is also what we call the shield of faith. The shield of faith is actually the spirit of faith. Everybody needs it to imagine an overcomer in this terrible battle. Why do we need the spirit of power? Satan is coming down with great wrath because he knows he has a short time. Revelation 12:12. He has a short time. So he's unleashing all his arsenals against the redeemed. And the only language he may understand is the language of power. Evil men shall wax worse and worse. So there were no kidnappers in those days and Boko Haram and all those stuff. But they are rising across the nations. Praise God. But when the enemy shall come in like a flood, it will take the spirit of the Lord to set a standard against it. You can't fight this in the energy of the flesh. So we need the spirit of the Lord, power of God, breaking forth in the light to remain victorious. I give to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing the enemy is harming you. Everybody needs the spirit of power. It's not for preaching, neither for preachers only. It's for every believer that must end this journey triumphantly. Need the spirit of power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why do we need the spirit of wisdom? The end time church is ordained a reigning church. Sit down on my right hand, and I made the enemies are fools too. Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3. Rule thou in the midst of the enemies. So it's a reigning church. And it's by wisdom that kings reign and princes decree justice. So we need the spirit of wisdom to seek our place in God's agenda for the end time. Now, the world is fast coming into realms where they will lack solution to their situations and they will resort back to the church. We saw it in Joseph. They couldn't find a solution until they located a man in the prison. I've heard of you. The church will be hearing of God's wisdom at work in his people. The world will be hearing that. What brought Daniel into power? Wisdom. three separate occasions. One, you dreamt a dream you forgot. Daniel unfolded the secret of God. He said, this wisdom is not given me because I'm wiser than anybody else. So it's wisdom. Daniel 2 and verse 30. And they came bow down and worship Daniel. Daniel chapter 4. There was a dream that had no solution. They brought in all the astrologers and the wise men. They couldn't find it. They said, send for Daniel. Daniel came and unraveled it. Praise God. And then the hand came and wrote on the wall. Chapter 5 of Daniel. And then nobody could read it. Until Daniel came. A man in whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. So it's that spirit of wisdom that we're talking about. Amen. It's a vital aspect of God's end time agenda for his church. The reigning church must be a wise church. It's a church of wits, people with divine insight into divine things. Praise God. Because the days of darkness and gloominess are fast closing on the world. We are the world we know no way out except by locating men and women in the body of Christ. Yes. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
You will not be missing there.
Amen.
You will not be missing there.
Amen.
And this wisdom is our heritage. The child of a goat carries the wisdom of a goat. The child of a dog carries the wisdom of a dog. The child of a man carries the wisdom of man. How can the child of God carry any other kind of wisdom? So you carry his kind of wisdom. And by the impartation of the spirit of wisdom, it's stirred up and begins to deliver. It's your turn for a change of story. It's your turn for a change of story. And then the spirit of holiness. Now, listen to me, sir. No matter the anointing, without the spirit of holiness, our adventure is at a risk. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. And you remember what he said? Which of you convinces me of sin? John 8:46, Romans 1:4. The Spirit of holiness is a requirement for anyone that must make it. Because iniquity shall abound. And it's abounding right now. And it's many shall depart from the faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Many shall depart from the faith. There shall be a falling away. Why? Because the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Verse 7. So it takes the mystery of godliness to conquer it. And that mystery is wrapped up in the spirit of holiness. Everybody needs it. Now, let's see. Solomon had the spirit of wisdom. He didn't have the spirit of holiness. So it crashed. Now, Samson had the spirit of might. But he didn't have the spirit of holiness. He crashed. Everybody needs it. The world is facing the hour of temptation. Everybody needs it to be an overcomer.
Yes.
Everybody needs the spirit. You know the reason why? There are things you don't want to do, but you find yourself doing them. Chapter 7 of Romans and verse 19 beginning. There is nothing wrong with the law. It's just as another law working your member, making you to walk contrary to what you want to do. So will is present with you and my eye, but to do what which is good, I find not. So we have these contradictions that only the spirit of holiness can empower us to live above all things. Can I tell you something? No one will make heaven without it. No one will make heaven without it. He said, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Then he made a list of what he defines as unrighteous. You don't know what they are saying in town now. Know what they are saying in town now, no matter who is saying it. Now, neither fornicators, adulterers, effeminate, thieves, covetous, shall inherit the kingdom. But such, wow! If they don't become past tense, you can't pass through. If they don't become past tense, you can't pass through. No one can pass through. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Lord, Lord, in thy name we prophesy. He said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Many will say to me that day, verse 22, have we not prophesied in thy name? I've done great things in your kingdom. I know ye not. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Lift up your right hand. Lord, endue me afresh today with the spirit of holiness. I mustn't miss my place in heaven. If only in this world we have hope, we are most of all men miserable. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 19. Endue me afresh with the spirit of holiness. Holiness. Deliver me from pride and arrogance and defilement of the spirit and of the flesh. Endue me afresh with the spirit of holiness. Endue me afresh with the spirit of holiness to keep pleasing you in all my ways. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. It's done in the name of Jesus. May the spirit of the fear of the Lord and the spirit of obedience engulf every one of us afresh. 1 Corinthians 15, 19. If only in this world we have hope, then we are of all men most miserable. Heaven is the target of the redeemed. Breakthrough will stop here. But this follows us there. Godliness is profitable unto all things. Profitable in the now and profitable in the hereafter. The only virtue that crosses the two lines. No one shall fall away. 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 Your love and my love for God shall not wax cold. May the spirit of love overwhelm each one of us today and keep us going after God in season and out of season. Now we saw something here. He said, you hear wars and rumors of wars and plagues. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Mark 13 and verse 7 to 8. Now, so the world is being visited by strange order of concerns, sorrows, pains, pangs. We need the spirit of joy and rejoicing to go through without being affected. Without fainting, without losing our stand. We need the spirit. They call it the oil of joy and the oil of gladness. Why do we need it? The world is just in the era of beginning of sorrows. For it not to have a landing place in your life, you and I require the spirit of joy and rejoicing. Not to have your head cast down for a moment. You need the spirit of joy and rejoicing. You need the spirit of joy and rejoicing. Although the fig tree may not blossom, there may not be fruit in the vine, yet I will rejoice. That's the spirit of joy and rejoicing. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord. We were walking in Kaduna and things were not working the way we think they should work, but the joy was intact. It will work. When God is there, it will work. It may not appear working now, but it's working behind the scenes.
Amen.
Isaiah 61 verse 3, he calls it the oil of joy. Psalm 45 and verse 7, he calls it the oil of gladness. So we need that spirit to live above the prevailing circumstances triumphantly. 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 So I release today into every vessel here a fresh unleashing of the spirit of joy and rejoicing.
Yeah.
Your head will never be cast down anymore.
Yeah.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Come on now, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Let's close with this. We all need the spirit of prayer and supplications. Everybody needs it. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So the spirit of God comes in now to heal our prayer infirmities, to give us the energy required on the altar of prayer, the concentration required on the altar of prayer. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 12, I will pour upon the house of David the spirit of Zechariah 12 verse 10, please. 12 verse 10. For I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Say, pour it on me, Jesus. Pour it on me, Jesus. Romans 8, 26, 27. For we don't know what we should pray as we ought to, but the spirit self helpeth our infirmity. He comes to help our prayer infirmity, to strengthen us on the altar of prayer. Lord, pour upon me afresh the spirit of prayer and supplication. My prayer life must change level. You know why? Watch and pray or you fall. So it's part of the weapons that we need for defense. Defense. Watch and pray. Peter says it's not necessary. Watch and pray. By hand of a little girl, he crashed. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. And as we keep advancing the kingdom of God, we just begin to walk into realms of favor. Realms of favor. God who sees you in secret, he rewards you openly. You keep walking into realms of favor as you are pushing the kingdom of God in your prayer closet. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
I mentioned in the light of the spirit of stewardship to make you and me live above fainting and discouragement. It shall not fail nor be discouraged. Isaiah 42 verse 1, I'll put into him my spirit. Praise God. And verse 4, it shall not fail nor be discouraged till it delivers the task upon his life. It shall not fail nor be discouraged. So by that spirit, I pray that this season will be a practical proof that you have crossed into another level.
Amen.
Paul said, by the help of God, I continue to this day. Help of God means grace of God. By the grace of God, I have continued to this day, witnessing both to great and small. Acts 26 and verse 22. It takes the help of God to remain steadfast, amen, in our stewardship. It takes the help of God. Therefore, receive that help, because that is the life wire of every believer. Every believer. Every believer. Serving God and the interest of his kingdom, you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And what more? We secure divine presence. Divine presence is the greatest asset of a believer. You secure divine presence that makes you a breakthrough personality. You walk in, God walks in. Because I'm with you always to the end of the age. As you keep following in your stewardship, I'm with you always to the close of the age. Somebody's story is changing. Lift up your right hand, everybody. Lord Jesus, let this season mark a turning point in my life. Let this season mark a turning point in my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Now, listen to why we did what we have done today. The evidence of impartation or transference of spirit is instant all through scriptures. Come and say instant. When the spirit came upon the 70 elders, they began to prophesy instantly and they ceased not. Amen. Instant. 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 Now watch. When the mantle of Elijah fell upon Elisha, he delivered result instantly. Instant. 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 As Peter was speaking, the Holy Ghost fell upon them in the house of Cornelius, and they began to speak with tongues. Instant. Instant. Impartation of grace is not theoretical. Paul said, you are all partakers of my grace. Philippians 1:7. Transference of spirit is a reality. The spirit came upon them and they began to prophesy on the spot. In case any one of us missed the catching up moment at the encounter night 2023, please seek a second touch by sitting down with the prophetic teachings in that service through any of the available electronic platforms such as YouTube, DVD, MP3, whatever thing you have. And shut the door like that woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Look, I must partake of this today. I've seen some of these vital graces at work in this commission and upon your servant. I must get my portion today. She shut the door and she came out a new person. She had enough to sell to pay off all the debt and live on the rest. Don't glide over this, sir. Don't glide over it. If it's not having instant impact, you didn't catch it. So settle down. Settle down. I must catch the spirit of faith driving this commission supernaturally. I must catch the spirit of love that is pushing this thing forward all of the time. I must catch the giving grace with delight that will keep advancing me in my endeavors. Glory to God. Every encounter I've had delivered instantly. Spirit of faith, instantly. Giving grace, instantly. They delivered instantly. There was no go come. Catch it, sir. Catch it. Don't leave it tomorrow. Catch it. Look for those materials and sit with them. We have discussed about 12 different spiritual virtues. Which ones have you grabbed? Which one is now working in you? You must get a start. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the good news is, I know what God told me. All the things I've given to you, pass it to them freely. So they're available. All you need is to catch it. So people will say in this church, I caught it. All you need to do is to catch it. Catch your portion. You have a right to it. You have a right to it. In the precious name of Jesus, nobody will miss his place in this end time agenda. Can I close on this note? You know what Moses said in Numbers 11:29? Let's read it. When Joshua was jealous for him that they were prophesying outside the camp, Moses said, Numbers 11:29, Moses said unto him, "Enviest thou for my sake? Will God that all Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord will put his spirit upon them?" Every genuine prophet wants everything in them in others. Every true prophet wants everything in them in others. Every true prophet, sir, if there's anything I desire right now, is that you carry all that I have to join with all that you have that I don't know, so you can have more than I do. I wish that all this harassment that I'm a full-time pastor, you're a part-time pastor, you're a deacon, you're a deaconess, will go.
Yes, sir.
And he being a prophet, Genesis 20, verse 29 and 30, Moses, a prophet. I mean, Abraham, a prophet. A business guru was a prophet.
Yes, sir.
David, that is Acts chapter 2, verse 29 and 30. The other one was 30 and 31. And he being a prophet, and knowing that God, he being a prophet, a king. So we are in a strange age, sir. Every son of a prophet is ordained a prophet. Every true son of a prophet is ordained a prophet. You should be hearing God the way I'm hearing God. You should be pursuing after God. Every true son of a prophet is a prophet. Every true son of a prophet is ordained a prophet. If he would just tap into what the prophet carries. Taprokitaga, aklangrektono. Now, can I tell you this? If this grace find expression in this church only, we'll turn the world upside down.
Yes, sir.
This local assembly only, not talking about our church network. Imagine our entire church network coming under the same cloak. My God, we torment the devil. We torment the devil. It's your turn.
Amen.
What I see here are great, great names.
Yeah.
Impacting the world in their respective fields of endeavor.
Yeah.
What I see here are the global seeds of Abraham.
Yeah.
Turning the world upside right for the kingdom.
Yeah.
You are among them, let me hear your loudest amen.
Yeah.
I was in God's presence. He said, tell them to stop talking about the Joshua generation, the Elisha generation, the next generation. He said, tell them to start talking about the last generation. Come and say last. The signs of the end time are very ripe, sir. The time to do all these things. My God, we are in the last era.
Yes,
sir. We are in the last era. It's showing. So build up.
Yes,
no return match.
Yes,
you miss it, you miss it. We are in the last era. The signs of the last days are here. It's in the last day, a little sign shall arise. Many shall be lovers of themselves. You know, all that stuff, all that junk in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, chapter 1 to verse 1 to 5. The signs are rife, sir. The signs are rife. But in the name of Jesus, not one person here will miss his place.
Yeah.
Lift up your right hand. Lord, I receive grace from you to secure my place in your end time agenda. I refuse to turn away from the truth that you have revealed to me. Come on now, pray it in the spirit. Everybody pray it in the spirit. Brand new day, brand new moment. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Very quickly this morning, you are here in this service. You have seen the decoration of the end time agenda of God. And you say, oh, I wish to be part of this. You have a right to be. That's why I brought you here this morning. You want to say, Jesus, save my soul and make me a member of your own household. Make me a new creature. Grant me a brand new beginning. Wherever you are, Jesus, save my soul. Stand to your feet. You want to turn your life over to Christ this morning? Please stand to your feet. God bless you and God bless you. Many more are standing up wherever you are. Stand to your feet. Jesus, save my soul this morning. I want to give my life to you. Please stand to your feet. Number two. You want to dedicate your life to Christ this morning. There's a disconnect between you and your Heavenly Father, and you know it. You want to reconnect back to Him. Wherever you are this morning, stand to your feet. I'll pray with you at the same time. God bless you. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus this morning. Stand to your feet and remain standing, please. Stand to your feet and remain standing. Brand new day for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody standing both for the first and the second call, please bow your heads for prayers. And lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say, Lord Jesus, save my soul. I repent of my sins today. Forgive me, Jesus, all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. By your grace, I shall serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray over you. Father, I pray over these precious people. Your grace has brought them in. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover each of you with the precious blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all satanic assaults all the days of your life in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please get seated. Complete the slips in your hand and pass them over to those church officials around with you. We'll be glad to be part of your joy. Be reminded of Believer Foundation class that holds every Monday. You go for only 2 Mondays and then you have a sure foundation for your newfound faith. In case your work schedule does not allow for that, please get online and hook on. It's all for free. And register to be sure that get that done time in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now be reminded, operation by all means is on, and all these diverse impartations of grace will help you maximize this season beyond all you ever knew in life if you choose to engage. If you choose to engage. Every living soul in this church owes this God minimum 4 established souls between now and 30th of July. It's a cheap thing. It's a walkover where you engage with the virtues now being unleashed on your life. Stand to your feet. The ingathering system follows a process. First, aim to midweek service. Second, to WSR. And finally, to church. Engage accordingly. Engage accordingly. And watch how God will keep decorating your life. You can't miss your place with God at the center of your life. No. You can't become a beggar with God first as a lifestyle. Yes, you always end up an envy.
Amen.
Of your world. You have seen grace, oh, but greater grace on the way.
Amen.
You have seen blessings, but unusual blessings are on the way.
Amen.
You have enjoyed honor from God, but greater honor is on the way. No one here will stand on his own way.
Amen.
The devil cannot stop your way forward.
Amen.
May no one here stop their own way forward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Heavenly Father, every bit of grace you have placed on my life, that you have connected me with from various other sources, I release again upon everyone whose heart is open in the name of Jesus. Every grace upon this church, because every church carries specific graces, may every grace upon this church begin to find full-blown expression in everyone's life. I've reflected the sources that God brought me in contact with by virtue of transference of grace and transference of spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Each one here will start reflecting the grace upon this church and his set man. Bring out your points of contact. Let the stewards please come over for the communion right now. Lift up those materials to heaven right now. You have brought this to this breakthrough house. The breakthrough breath upon this commission comes upon those points of contact. Because the breakthrough grace on this house has never suffered a setback. Your endeavors will not know a setback anymore. Because you have never last year, you never record a better last year anymore in your endeavor. And so shall it be. My prayer is that as God keeps changing your level, you keep enhancing your commitment. So your level won't stop changing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wave it to heaven. It's done. The breakthrough breath on the house is on it. It's a brand new day for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Please put that underneath your seat on the floor. Let it absorb the grace on this ground. Now we partake of this communion this morning. And I decree that every grace on Christ that's yet to be made manifest in our life will come alive.
Yeah.
Everyone manifesting in our life will grow into his fullness.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So shall it be.
Yeah.
Everyone here shall have a testimony.
Yeah.
Whatever you can't imagine in Christ will no longer have a place in your life. Sickness, disease, sin, corruption, all that, I see them flushed out finally in the name of Jesus. Everyone appointed to death is liberated right now. Every incurable disease is terminated right now. No one partakes of this without a testimony. Now we receive this today as the flesh and the blood of Jesus. Partake of it and be empowered to live like him. In Jesus' name. Please get seated.
Hallelujah.
The week is declared a most fruitful week for you. A week of continuing encounters. May the blessedness of this prophetic season remain on your life for life. Peace in your going out. Peace in your coming in. No evil report is permitted from your quarters. It shall be a week of testimonies. Lift up those two hands together. Let's share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship.
On the covenant highways of life. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. If you came after the worship offering, there are officials around the altar and various exits carrying late offering tags. Do what to drop your offering and be blessed. If you want to show your testimony in the second service, get to any one of the major entrances to the tabernacle. Our pastors are waiting there to document your testimonies. All of our new converts, don't forget to get to the new convert tents to drop the We Love You card you've been given and pick up the gift item that is waiting for you. God bless you. Choir.
Magnificent, magnificent is yours.